Okay, we'll go back up for the 73 round with KE8PCQ, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8VOA in the group. Thanks, Ron. Keep good notes on all that you're doing, because it sounds like I may need a group of them notes, too. But I've got to get this week, just get to it if I can, is get the solar panel working and make sure it charges and go from that area, and I'm going to try and put one up at about 15 feet and see if I get any distance by walking around. But that said, have a great week, and thanks for the info. KE8PCQ, 73s.
All right, Dave, and I know I got a couple other guys. One other guy that I sent, Bill Bayless. I sent a bunch of information to him on the Mishtastic and devices and things, so he's interested. And there was a couple other guys that I talked to that showed interest in it, so you may be getting a few more people in your area with it that hopefully you can start to communicate with and that as things start to build out a little bit. So, all right, next up on the list, KCA-VOA, standby in ADRL. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Ron, and I didn't get a whole lot of radio work done. I did update my Mishtastic firmware to the latest firmware and so forth. Like you, I've got to change up my router. I did put a temporary router in for right now, but unfortunately I have a bunch of fixed IP addresses, and I did not do my due diligence of writing them down. I did back it up, but the backup configuration is all done in the router's language and not in a text language that I can get all the IP addresses, which I thought I would be able to do. So that was unfortunate. So I'm going to have to program my new router and start retrieving those addresses somehow and getting those squared away, or I'm going to have to reset all those devices. So, lots of work to do there. The router probably lasted 10 years. So, I do have a bunch of APs that are still broadcasting the network. I shouldn't say network. Still broadcasting out for the other devices. It seems to be working for many of them. So that's good. With that, 73-1, have a wonderful week. Stay dry. And don't overdo it with the leaves. KCBOA, back to net control.
All right, Rick. Yeah, Reliant are going to win this one. They're just they're down to 30 seconds, and they don't have to do another play, so everybody's walking off the field. They're 7-1 with a 24-14 win here tonight. So, in Green Bay, in the pouring rain, so that looks like what is coming. Rain has helped out, and the sun here, the warmer temperatures helped out. My grass is growing. A couple of weeks ago, the company came and cleaned up all of the tree debris and got dirt down and hydro-seeded everything, and I have grass growing, so hopefully it continues to grow here a little bit. I've been watering every other day or so, as much as I can get time to. And Mother Nature hopefully will do it. I didn't water today. I watered like yesterday. So hopefully Mother Nature is supposed to come in and rain after earlier in the morning and parts for the next couple of days. So that'll give it the moisture that it needs, and hopefully we get some sunshine back after that. Even in the 50s, we'll do it good to get it at least a foothold before that white stuff comes. And that's right. Wife and I went out and did early vote on Saturday. So we didn't have the hoopla on Tuesday there because I got to work, so I'd either have to go at 7 o'clock in the morning or 6:30 at night. And so we went down. It was in the old the 911 building in the first floor of the 911. They had all set up. Very good setup. They were very organized, very well done. No matter where you were in the county, they took your information. They had a large computer system screen that would take where you were at and print the ballot for your section, your township, or wherever you were located in the county, so what applied to you. So So was done. Luckily, my wife, she had her cane as we were standing in line. Guy came out and got us and said, you know, you're handicapped, come on in. So we didn't have to wait very long in line. We got in. They got our ballot printed for us. We went in and voted and was in and out in about 10 minutes. So that was good. So that will save us some time on Tuesday trying to do some things. All right, next up on the list, NADRL, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
Well, it looks like Lions not only won, but they've got they beat Minnesota and Green Bay, so that's two. They're ahead in their division, which is could come out to be kind of a big deal. Leaves, so far I've been able to keep up by mulching everything. I still have a lot to come down yet, and hopefully I won't have to do too many bags. We had a lot of flowers and other stuff that we had to bag up. So for the first time this last go around for trash pickup, I did have the leaf bags out there. Just kind of a reminder, November sweepstakes phone is coming up on November 16th and the 18th. So that's just a couple weeks away. So something to keep in mind there. They had CW this last weekend, and usually I like to listen to that, but I just never had time this weekend. That's all I have, Ron. KCYVF and ADRL.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.